From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome again to our program. It really is good to be back with you, having had a most enjoyable break. The weather was not that good, but it was nice to be able to lay aside the labours of the pastorate for a little while. But it's nice also to be back in the gospel harness once more. We are going to take up our Bible study in John chapter 8, the verses 25 to 30 this morning. Our subject will be A Little Light Amidst Prevailing Darkness. There is a new issue of the Let the Bible Speak radio magazine, and it's available, of course, free to our listeners. Do send for your copy. Tonight at 9 o'clock, we will begin featuring a new sermon. The sermon's entitled Death, A Leap in the Dark, or A Step in Faith. It's a message that I preached not too long ago in our own church. Free copies of the sermon are available, so send for yours. And of course, if you do, we'll send you the free magazine also. Here's our hymn. It's a Salvation Army choir singing for us, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. After we listen to the hymn, we'll be turning to John chapter 8, the verses 25 to 30. We're turning to John chapter 8, the verses 25 to 30. And our subject is A Little Light Amidst Prevailing Darkness. In our last study, I highlighted the terrible gulf that exists between Christ and sinners. That truth is borne out once more in these verses. The Saviour has been explaining that he is the light of the world. Every statement that he makes provokes a question which indicates the resentful spirit of his listeners. Men do not like to hear what the gospel has to say of them and to them. In verse 13, the Pharisees had challenged the truthfulness of the Saviour. In verse 19, they demand to know where his Father is. This questioning continues in the passage before us. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? Verse 25. In today's parlance, the question would be, Who do you think you are? What the Saviour had to say to them in verses 21 to 24 about their spiritual condition and the eternal destiny to which they were going if they were not converted by believing on him as their Messiah and Saviour had angered them, and it showed in this question. First of all, learn that men resent even God telling them that they are sinners. Often when I have been speaking to someone about these matters, they have responded to me just as did these Jews. Who do you think you are, calling me a sinner? Now, I would never call anyone a sinner by my own authority. I am merely repeating what the Word of God says about us. Remember, I see myself as a sinner, so I do not consider myself any more morally upright of myself than the next person. But even when I explain this, people still are resentful that I should have pointed out to them this truth about themselves. No greater service can be done for a man or a woman than for them to be told that they are sinners. Does anyone attack the secretary in the hospital office who sends out the results of some tests and urges us to make an appointment for treatment? Do people storm into her office and belligerently ask, Who do you think you are? No, the sensible person is thankful that his sickness has been detected and now efforts at curing the illness can commence. In like manner, none should resent being told the rather plain and obvious truth that they are sinners, especially when learning that truth is the first step to heaven. Notice, secondly, that these men have had the gospel set before them many times, but it has not sunk in. Who do you think you are, they say, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning, is the Saviour's reply in verse 25. I'm sure that you have heard of Teflon, that material which various utensils in the kitchen are coated with in order to minimize staining and sticking during cooking. Well, men by nature have a coating on their hearts and minds which resists the truth making any impression upon them. It's called total depravity. We see it at work here in this passage. The Saviour has told them who he is since the beginning of his ministry. The identity of the Lord Jesus as the Redeemer is a foundational truth of the gospel message. Yet, for all the explaining that Christ has engaged in, they still do not know who he is. Listen to the verses 26 and 27. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. They did not understand that Christ was sent by the Father and that he spoke the Father's words. Christ had many things to say to the people. But if a person refuses to accept the elementary truth of who Jesus is, then the rest of God's word is closed to them. All of us have had to start our schooling by learning our ABCs. The world's literature would remain a mystery to us if we did not learn the basics of understanding and reading our own language. Likewise, a receiving of Christ for who he claims to be is an essential step to entering upon the vast wealth of spiritual truth that is treasured up in the Bible. How many times do you have to be told who Jesus is before you submit to his commands and repent and believe the gospel? Finally, please note where men best understand the message of salvation. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he. Verse 28. It is at the cross that the light of the gospel shines at its brightest. When the Saviour was lifted up on the cross, there was a persuasiveness about that scene which surpassed all the mighty miracles he had done. Look at the final verse in our passage. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Verse 30. The mention of Calvary had a convincing impact upon many listening to him. May you today, in your thoughts and meditations, be brought before the cross as it is set forth in the Bible. For it is there that the love and mercy and truth of God are displayed in their fullness. May the convincing power of the cross be felt by you, dear listener, today. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with me then. God bless you. And goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78, 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.